Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to a podcast from The Pool. If you enjoy this episode, we'd love it if you could rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Viv Gruscott, your pool agony aunt. I'm here to tackle your emotional issues and dispense the tough love that your friends are too polite to give. On this week's Dear Viv, deciding whether your children should have contact with their unpredictable and unreliable father. Dear Viv, I'm a big fan of the show and of your no-nonsense advice, which always seems so workable. Many agony aunts require their readers to be their best selves, something I find hard to achieve. The problem I need help on is this. My daughter's father left 6 years ago and moved to another country. Over the years, he's maintained sporadic contact over Skype. He promised to come and visit them, but that never materialised. He would prefer that I bring the girls to visit him, but he lives on the other side of the world in a country which has not signed up to the Hague Convention for the return of children. I don't think he would try to keep the children, but this has to be a consideration. After zero contact for about 2 years, following a disagreement between us over me not taking the children to visit him, he got in touch asking if the girls would like to Skype him. The youngest agreed, but didn't seem bothered either way. The eldest, who's 11, said she didn't want to and was visibly upset by the mere mention of it. She's very sad about his absence and doesn't trust him after all the letdowns. She won't discuss this with me at all and completely shuts down if I try to bring it up. I don't think she's doing this to spite him. I believe she couldn't talk to him without breaking into tears. My question is this. Is no contact better than unpredictable contact? Should I encourage my daughter to have contact with her father, despite her obvious sadness at the thought of it? Bearing in mind that I went back to her dad and told him, the youngest said yes and the oldest said no, and I haven't heard from him since. This was 2 months ago. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. My daughter is an otherwise happy and well-adjusted girl who does well at school and has lots of friends. Does she really need an unreliable Skype dad? I want to do the best for my children, but I sometimes just don't know what that is. From Mum in a Quandary. Oh, dearest Mum in a Quandary, I feel your pain and I was so moved by your letter. You're clearly a great parent and you've put a lot of thought into this very difficult issue. I have to say that in all honesty, I feel slightly unqualified to wade into all this as it has potential legal ramifications as well as being a moral minefield. But you know all of this already because you've been living it for 6 years. I'm really loath also to give as direct an answer as I usually try to give on Dear Viv because this is extremely complicated. Again, you know this. But I do want to be able to show you some solidarity and some comfort and to give you my admiration in grappling with this massive issue and also to give you a few moments when you might feel a bit less alone in considering all of this. And the question you're considering is a huge one. You obviously don't want to intentionally cut your daughter's father out of their life. And you recognise that what you decide may inadvertently cause this to happen through no fault of your own. I can't stress that enough, that it's no fault of your own. The trouble is, as you well know, that you're working with someone who has absolutely no boundaries and no sense of commitment. As you suggest in your letter with the question, is no contact better than unpredictable contact? One of the most difficult things for children to manage is an unpredictable relationship. There's very little trust left in this relationship between him and them. And it seems that every time you've tried to build up trust again, he breaks it. This really is tough on your daughters and on you. And I think you're right to be extremely sceptical about this. It's a pretty strong indictment against your daughter's father that you mentioned the Hague Convention in the third line of your letter. This is not a small concern that you have. This couldn't be a more serious question. So let's break down what the issues really are. I think the overarching question is this: how can you manage ongoing contact with your children's father? And is this kind of contact even possible? Looking at your ex's track record, he is not able to sustain consistent contact. You suggest yourself that even if he were able to do this, and he's shown absolutely no sign that he can do this, at some point he would request a face-to-face visit and you feel extremely uncomfortable about this. So one question to ask yourself is this: if some kind of consistent contact were to be managed, what is the eventual goal? Is it for your daughters to have some kind of meaningful relationship with their father? Has he actually shown any sign that he is capable of this? Is there anything that you can do to help him maintain consistent contact? Only you can know the right answer to all these questions, and only you can know whether you're prepared to manage this unpredictability in the future. I wonder if this is a question you can decide alone or whether it would be better managed with professional help. Have you thought about seeking counselling or therapy? I wonder if there's a child psychologist locally you could talk to about the effect on your daughters. If you go to welldoing.org online, they'll have some ideas about who might be able to help. I think one of the issues you're facing is about what you'll say to your daughters later in life, and this would be a good thing to discuss with a family counsellor or child psychologist. On the one hand, your daughters may one day be angry that you didn't facilitate a relationship with their father. On the other hand, with the best will in the world, you cannot physically make this relationship happen if he is not physically present for them, even on Skype. It seems to me that you have given him many chances. And so from a very basic moral standpoint, you're on solid ground. You tried your best and it hasn't worked. You cannot work miracles. You can only manage a very difficult situation to the best of your ability, and you're already doing that. I agree with the conclusion implicit in your question about the unreliable Skype dad. It's difficult to answer whether that is better than nothing. I think at the moment, all the evidence shows that it's damaging. It's upsetting to your older daughter and to you. The main reason I really think you should talk to a professional about this is that these are very lonely decisions to make, and you're making them on your own. You're talking about a situation where you're going to have to be clear in your own mind about what you're going to do, but you don't necessarily want to tell anyone else about it. I don't think, for example, that it would be a good idea to state your intentions with your ex. If you tell him that you're banning contact, he will not take it well, I suspect. So, what options do you have? It's hard for me to advise here, as I don't know what your legal agreement with your daughter's father is over custody, and I don't know if he pays anything towards their upbringing. These factors would need to be taken into consideration. That is why talking over your options with a therapist could be very helpful. But one thing I think you need to let go of is the fear that your daughters may one day be angry about all this and maybe blame you. There is no way that you can control that outcome. So in the short term, you just need to be comfortable with your own decision and know that what you did because it was the best thing for them at the time. I realise I haven't given you a straight answer here, and that will probably be frustrating to you, but I think it's important to state that there is no right answer here. Some families muddle through with intermittent contact, and there are consequences to that. Others decide to cut the cord and face the consequences of that. Unfortunately, it's impossible in both cases to know exactly what the consequences will be. So give yourself credit, first off, for facing an extremely difficult situation alone and making it through this far. You should be really proud of yourself, especially as your girls sound happy and well-adjusted. Whatever instinct has guided you to where you are now is clearly a good instinct. So hang on to it and trust yourself to know that you will do the right thing here and that whatever happens, you will have the resilience to face whatever comes next. I have every faith in you. I just really hope that you'll seek some proper professional advice about this scenario, both in terms of what's legally advisable in terms of your ex and in terms of the possible psychological effects on your daughters further down the line. I don't think anyone will be able to give you a clear-cut answer as to what is best, but at least you should investigate different solutions and possible outcomes. Personally, if I'm totally honest, I think he had his chance and he blew it a long time ago. But I realise that's incredibly harsh and your daughters do deserve a chance to know their father. It's just hard to work out whether this really is that chance or it's just another illusion. Trust your instincts, be proud of the job you've done so far, and know that you are more than able to cope with whatever comes next. That's all for today. If you have a problem you'd like to submit, please send your email to dearviv@thepoolltd.com or tweet us at @thepooluk.
Thanks for listening. Join us again soon. And sign in to thepool.com where you can get more content specifically made by us for women like you. We hope to see you there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.